Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today's episode 43 on Atari. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. Today we're going to talk about Atari. Now, if you haven't heard of Atari before, that's because they haven't really been around so much as they used to be. Atari came out with one of the first video game consoles to ever exist, and it was a huge hit. It was a cartridge-based system, and people still buy the games and play the games today, all right? Now, in recent years, they haven't really come out with anything great, but they have actually done some work on some pretty big titles and some games that you might have played or might have even heard of. Dragon Ball Z Budokai came out through Atari. The Witcher games came out through Atari, except for the most recent iteration of these. Roller Coaster Tycoon, which even though you might not like, you've probably heard of, was also Atari and is also Atari currently. Now, in about 2013, they filed for bankruptcy. So since then, they haven't really had very many projects. Most of it's been limited primarily to mobile apps. Now, it should also probably be noted that inside of like the 2008 to 2010 reign, they came out with several Atari flashbacks, which are just individual consoles that had older Atari games on them so that you didn't have to go through and play on the old system that you used to have. And it produced things like a little bit of upscaled graphics so you could play on your high definition TV, and people seemed to really enjoy it. But unfortunately, ultimately, they did file for bankruptcy in 2012, like I mentioned earlier. And since then, the production has really, really become kind of limited. Now, interestingly enough, even though they haven't produced very many video games in the last few years, last year in 2016, they did actually make a piece of hardware. The most recent piece of hardware that Atari has made is a set of headphones. It's Bluetooth headphones by the name of Roam. And they only really have two styles of these. One is rose gold and one is just like black. Now, I'm not sure exactly what they were trying to go for with this. It's kind of a weird set of headphones, actually. They're rather expensive, and I'm not sure why they decided all of a sudden to just branch into the headphone business. It didn't really make sense to me, but this was as of last year they created these, so I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about it because it's going to go on to my next talking point. So the headphones aren't fantastic, apparently. They look rather odd. They have a rather large dangling, I don't even know what you would call it. It's like this controller unit that controls for the Bluetooth. And I'm not really a big fan of them. Mostly I kind of don't like it because the price is rather high. I think it's about $150 for a pair of them. You have two color choices, and the audio quality that you're getting from them apparently is not amazing. So I found it a little bit weird. I'm not sure what they were really thinking with these. I think that perhaps they were trying something new to try and kind of elevate their technology. But honestly, the last systems that they came out with were the Atari Flashbacks, which are basically just relived systems. They're older styled units that they physically look like the older Atari units, and they're able to play a certain number of Atari classics. And they did actually pretty well. And because of how well they were doing, Nintendo and some other companies started doing the old throwback systems or throwback medias so that you can go through and get all of the old games and play them on newer systems or on your phones. So they actually did start making a trend. The only shitty part is that they weren't really able to cash in on it because the last system that they came out with that did this was in 2011. And after that, they had to file for bankruptcy. So kind of a little bit weird. But that kind of is going to throw me into my next point here. Now, even though Atari hasn't come out with any real competitive systems in the last 20-some-odd years, they have been coming out with their Atari Flashbacks, and they actually still are keeping up with different mobile games and Steam libraries. All right, so they do kind of have a presence, but it's not nearly as much as they did before their bankruptcy. Now, the interesting thing is that for some reason, Atari's decided to get back into the hardware game. Now, they actually just released this month that they're going to be coming out with a new piece of hardware. And if you wanted to just try and find information on it, it's really difficult right now. The system has a website. It's ataribox.com. The new system only really has a teaser at this time. You could see the teaser at AtariBox.com. It basically shows kind of a small unit of some kind. It kind of actually looks to me kind of like a MacBook Air-sized device. So it's not exceptionally large. It looks rather thin. And from what I've read about the actual device, it's based on PC technology. And because of this, the size of the device is actually kind of strange to me. It looks like it's relatively thin, and it looks like it's kind of long. Like I said, it kind of looks like a laptop almost, but it doesn't really appear like it opens, at least from what they've shown inside of the teaser. Now, you don't really get a lot in the teaser. It looks like they show both sides of the system, like front and back. And I'm assuming the side that they have here that I'm showing a photo of is going to be the top of the unit where you're going to see light, or it's possibly the side of the unit, because the other side looks like it's just got fan exhausts basically on it. And if that's the case, then obviously they need exhaust to be able to do something, and it's a pretty large exhaust area, so I'm not sure exactly why they would do that. Now, it also looks like it has support for either controllers in the front or USB of some kind, because it does have two ports on the front that they don't really get a close-up on, but you can kind of see that that's got to be some kind of either controller port or charging port or something. So this kind of really throws me off. The last piece of hardware that they have that's been released is these headphones, which are all Bluetooth, and now they're coming out with what looks like this incredibly thin system that just, I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be. Now, Atari reps have already said that this is not going to be a throwback system. That doesn't necessarily mean there might not be the same games on it, but it looks like it's going to be its own independent system that's supposed to be able to contend with some of these newer systems. Now, how it's going to contend with them, I'm not quite sure. In all honesty, the most that I would actually expect out of this is that they're probably trying to do something like a Steam box where they're bringing, you know, online streaming games directly to a system, which makes more sense to me than them actually trying to compete with somebody like Sony or Microsoft, because let's face it, in the console games, it's going to be very difficult to do that unless you have something that's tremendous. Now, since there is basically no information on these right now, I'm really not sure where they're going with it, but my best guess at this point is that it's going to be pretty much a streaming console, because that's the only thing that I can make sense of at this point, unless they've decided to come up with some tremendously different way of playing video games. The other thing is that I can't imagine that it isn't a streaming console, because it looks so thin that the drive that would be in it would have to be significantly smaller than most of these newer devices. So it's really just kind of something that is weird to me. Atari has decided to throw their hat in after about 20 years of pause, and their CEO has confirmed it. This isn't a hoax. This is all real stuff. So it's kind of really interesting. Now, another kind of interesting thing that's happened recently is the new Blade Runner trailer actually has Atari advertisements in it. So in the original movie, there were Atari advertisements and Atari shops, that kind of stuff. And now in the new one, it looks like they've survived an extra, you know, 20 plus years, which is kind of iconic considering how long it's been since we've seen an actual Atari system, and now it's just returning again in the form of, like, Blade Runner. So this is kind of cool to me, and I'm thinking that maybe they're going to do something kind of special with this, but I still just don't know what. So until there's more news on this, this does have me somewhat excited, because I do recall playing my old Atari. I'm pretty sure I still have an Atari sitting downstairs, and I just haven't hooked it up in, you know, probably 15 or 20 years. So I'll probably gonna go look for that and see what I can find on it. But if you have any information on this, please do comment. You know, please do like, subscribe, and share these episodes. Thank you again for joining us. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.